hour number three. And Conan, I know you're not a sports guy, but kickoff is when they begin certain types of sporting events.
Is that right after they touch their brother on the butt?
Yes, it is.
Again, the little pat.
In studio tonight, you will notice it is not Ian, it is not Mark, it's Daryl.
And Conan.
And Brett.
And Brett, your phone just fell to the floor.
That's fine.
That is very interesting radio, talking about what just fell on the floor. But
that's why we're the B-team.
Yeah.
You can call in, talk about anything. Please don't tell us what just fell on the floor at your house. Call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Teddy is in Florida listening online and wants to talk about porn.
Yeah, I want to get the discussion rolling on this interesting topic. Bella Knox, I don't know if you guys talked about that story, but porn star from Duke who got into porn to pay for school, said that she was a libertarian in a Playboy interview. And
I don't know anything about this. I did see a headline floating around, and one of my friends on Facebook made a comment that said people are mad about this woman because they either couldn't get into Duke or they wanted to be in a porn with her. So who is this, and what's the big deal?
Well, she was outed by a classmate that she does porn, and she came out before, you know, got real public from the other person outing her. So it's not sure why it really blew up, just on the fact that she goes to Duke and then they did this interview of her and she said that her political views are libertarian. I thought it was interesting.
Do you think that the outrage people are having over this is because she is from this highly esteemed college, or do you think there are other motivations?
I think it has a lot to do with that. The stuff she does is pretty hardcore, and people were complaining about that. You know, what's the libertarian position on that? And is it degrading the women? What's the how do most people feel on it?
Well, what's degrading to women is having politicians and groups tell them how they should live. In my opinion. And obviously that goes way beyond just women, but there have been a lot of attempts over really the last century, but really over the last 50 years, mostly from the political left, to act as if they are the champions of certain oppressed groups. And, you know, so I think that that's part of it. But I also think that our culture is still very puritanical. If I could throw a book your way, you might be interested in. There's a book called The Renegade History of the United States by Thaddeus Russell. And, you know, he talks about the power of shame. I think he even says in the book that shame is the health of the state. So obviously there's going to be this perceived threat of a young woman who is making her own choices and is completely independent. You know, she's not on the government financial aid program, I'm guessing, because I think women in porn can make a fair amount of money compared to men. I mean, I've only looked into it a little, but yeah, women make much more than men. What's that?
Yeah, three or four times. Than women for sure.
So some other aspects of the story, she might be fairly young. She might be 18 or 19 years old. But, yeah, I don't have a problem with porn. I don't have a problem with women being in it. I think there might be a variety of different positions amongst people who call themselves libertarian, but I don't think there's a clear-cut way to look at this.
I guess the most libertarian position would be, as long as it's consensual,
yeah,
then it's okay. Now, if someone is in porn because, you know, someone is forcing them to be in porn, then it's not consensual.
Right, yeah.
And therefore, you know, that particular act would then pretty much be rape.
What about violent depictions in porn and things that are pretend, but they look non-consensual?
I personally find it disturbing, and I've seen what you're talking about, but I know that the law has come down against some people who make this kind of fantasy porn, but that's what it is. It's fantasy. And
if you're going to get rid of that, then you have to get rid of all the violent video games. You have to get rid of all the violent Quentin Tarantino movies out there, because they all depict, you know, violent fantasies, whether it's, you know, might not be sexual, but if it's got a gun and you're hitting, you know, shooting someone in the head, you know, how is that any different than, you know, some of these?
Yeah, what I find really interesting and disturbing about our country is the acceptance of violence in movies, TV shows, but any kind of sexuality and that sort of thing is so taboo still. And it's, well, that's what people really go after. I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, there's nuance to this as well, because there's kind of the libertarians can be kind of thoughtless about this and just say, oh, it's voluntary, so yay, you know. But I mean, some things are, like I said, a little more nuanced than that. Even though I agree with what Daryl said, and it is the most important question we ask. But then, I mean, if we're really trying to evaluate something like this, you know, if she said, what's her name, Bella Knox? So if she comes out and says, my whole life, since I was a little girl in my princess outfit, in my, you know, or whatever, I couldn't wait to turn 18 and get in porn. Great. What a happy story this is. But a lot of people don't get into porn because it's what they want to do. So, I mean, there's still considerations here that make this situation suboptimal. I mean,
don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to say that, you know, oh yeah, it's the greatest decision ever just because it's consensual.
Sure, yeah.
Therefore, legally, it should be okay.
Yeah.
There are things that people do that are consensual that disturb the heck out of me.
Right,
but
right.
But I'm not going to use the force of government against those people because they're participating in a consensual act that I find personally disturbing. Teddy, thanks for the call. And now we go to Bernice in Tennessee. Bernice, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not quite sure how Bernice has my name, but it's Blue from Tennessee. But what is the difference between what she has done and being married? Except one just requires a license.
What is the difference between being in porn and being married? And, well, I mean, it depends on why somebody gets married, but I think there's an interesting point there that it might be kind of frowned upon if a woman is considered to be like a gold digger, or it's frowned upon if a man is, you know, dating a much younger woman just because he has money. But that seems to be the deal with most of the relationships in porn, right? You have some old, frumpy man, usually, from my research, with a girl who is college age, and this is disgraceful. But if this happens in real life, it's obviously not like people are like, yay, old man getting the young girl. They still think it's kind of gross a lot of the time.
And they still talk about
unless
it.
It's Hugh Hefner. And then they're like, look at Hugh. He's like 9 billion years old, and he's still got all these smoking hot women around him.
But you're saying just marriage in general. I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah, we're coming up at the end of the segment. If you've got more thoughts, hold on, because I would definitely love to hear a female perspective on the porn issue.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE.
The The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Teddy called at the beginning of the hour and brought up the Duke porn star Bella Knox, and that has led us down a discussion about what do libertarians think about porn. And we have a caller on the line, and we'll get right back to you, Blue. But first, I want to tell you about BuzzBox Coffee. You can help Free Talk Live reach our goal of providing 100 microloans to 100 entrepreneurs around the world. when you sign up with BuzzBox, you get to tell them how often you want to receive your coffee. It could be every week, every other week, once a month, etc. But remember, your first pound of coffee is free. Yes, that's right. Your first pound of coffee is free from BuzzBox, but you do still have to pay the shipping and handling. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound of coffee. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Back to Blue in Tennessee. Blue, you were in the middle of a thought during the last segment, so I wanted to bring you back on.
Well, I appreciate that, gentlemen. You know, for me personally, I have no issue with prostitution. I think that's a woman's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay. Because that's a bartering tool. That's what God gave me. I can barter. For me personally, would I ever do that? No, because I'm internal-focused. But for other people, no. That is it's an exchange between two humans. Should it be ever monitored or taxed? No. Because there is no exchange of a value set. It's only exchanging a service. The same thing with the porn industry. Do I think it's probably right? No. Should it be much more regulated than what it is? Yes.
Regulated in what ways? I mean, first of all, my observation is that, you know, porn has gotten lazy. And what I mean by that is that porn used to be, I think, from what I've seen anyway, much more artistic than it is today. Like, even mainstream pornographic films involved things like acting that is kind of obsolete these days. Most of what people are consuming is referred to as gonzo, where it's just like, it's basically prostitution with a camera. Right. So if you're generally supportive of prostitution existing in a free market, what would be the objection to porn working the same way?
Meaning that minors can get a hold of it. There needs to be a security system somewhere that children cannot access it.
And okay, so if I'm hearing you right, you're talking more about the distribution outlet, not the actual filming of it.
Yeah, it would be the distribution. You would be correct.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean,
what you choose to do in your bedroom is your own business. And if you're making a profit from it, so forth. Because you know what? For all you know, she may be the next NASA scientist. We don't know. But she was trying to fund herself to go to school without debt.
Yeah. Which is noble, in my opinion, and saw this as an avenue to do that. Right?
Or a last resource.
So that's the other thing, too.
Of course,
like,
she's going to Duke. She's probably had money from the get-go.
Not necessarily.
She's probably a rich little...
She might be, but she might not be. And that was the point that I was making about nuance before. You know, in an effort to understand people and situations and circumstances better, it's worth at least asking the question beyond just voluntarism. In other words, is it a voluntary relationship? Is this something that she wants to do? Is this something, not that she's being forced to do by other people, but a lot of people are forced to do a lot of things by circumstance, which is different, because circumstance isn't violating the non-aggression principle like people can.
Right.
But it's unfortunate, and I think it allows us to look at other people's situations with a more empathetic lens, which we should try to do. In a world that's just filled with negativity and vitriol, I think it would be nice if we could understand other people's circumstances a little bit better. So that was why I asked the question. And, you know, I have seen things in the adult entertainment realm, because film is a word we should not use. There hasn't been film rolled on these people in like 35 years. But where I was disturbed just by being able to see someone's eyes, or like, that person's on drugs, that person's not having a good time, and it's very sad. And if you look at things for a certain purpose and you recognize those things, that is not, it's not going to achieve the purpose. I'm trying to be as polite as I can.
To be a deal killer.
Yeah, about all of the things I'm trying to say. So yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, that you certainly wouldn't want it available to minors, but it's available to minors now, isn't it?
It's widely available. It's on the internet, so I mean...
Well, there are a ton of free porn sites on the internet that do not ask for an age verification, and it doesn't take a super intelligent teenager to do the math to figure out what minus 2014 equals 18.
Yeah, yeah.
The sad thing is that there are children that are not teenagers that are still viewing those sites, and that's where the discipline has to come in the industry.
Well, I think that it's up to the, I mean, obviously, you know, the industry to be successful, if it is an industry, I think the people involved, the decision makers, have to recognize and respect cultural norms, right or wrong,
yes.
Right? They don't want to be overly, like, let's just say the state went away and there were no laws. It's interesting to see what happens the next day, right? Because I really think things go pretty wild, right? That's why I think we talk about this as a gradual transition, a kind of an evolution, because maybe there's a bunch of people. But the other thing is that people underage don't have money. So there's no cost-benefit analysis of, well, let's get it into the hands of 9-year-olds and they can pay us in cookies or something. Like, that's just it. I would like to think that the producers of this kind of material would still, for the sake of the future of their business, want to protect young people from it.
Yes. And I would say to some extent...
earlier customers, so as soon as they do acquire money, that they can be involved.
That's an interest, like the cigarette companies do, and the government does. Yeah.
Blue, thanks for the call. And I would like to think that to some extent, if you've got prepubescent children looking at porn, then maybe they don't have a happy home life with involved parents telling them that that's not something that they should be looking at.
Yeah.
Call in with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Heading down the home stretch, final half hour of the show tonight. In studio, it's Daryl.
Conan.
And Brett.
And we've been all over the place. This hour, primarily focusing on porn and the libertarian views of said activity. And, you know, I've got a story here that I actually brought for show prep, and I figure that there's no better way to connect it than to talk about this straight after talking about porn. Apparently, cops in Arizona have been forcing prostitutes to go to church.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, tell us more.
I will. I wanted your initial reaction.
Silence.
Jesus' girlfriend was a prostitute, right?
There's some debate about that.
There's debate about that, and also, if you're referring to the guy in the Bible, then his name wasn't Jesus.
What was his name?
In Aramaic, it was Yeshua.
Yeshua.
So the story here from Raw Story says police in Arizona have been rounding up sex workers and bringing them in handcuffs to a Phoenix area church to meet with investigators and being given the choice to choose between a diversion program or jail time. Police and students from Arizona State's School of Social Work have detained more than 350 people in the last 3 years in twice-a-year raids. The sex workers are not officially arrested, but are lawfully detained in a windowless church room without a lawyer present. They are then required to attend educational and support groups as part of a diversion program or go to jail. Critics say the program does not consider that some sex workers are not victims in need of rescue, but are rather consenting adults who chose their line of work. The director of the Office of Sex Trafficking Intervention Research, Dominique Rowe Sepowitz, says that about 35% of the sex workers picked up in raids go on to lead what she classifies as a productive life. And the other 65%, she says, just aren't ready to leave that type of work behind or are still dealing with abusive relationships or drug addictions that drove them there. And here is, going back to the statement earlier about just because something is consensual doesn't mean that it can't be disturbing. Here is a disturbing quote from Dominique Rowe Sepowitz. She says, once you've prostituted yourself, you can never not have prostituted yourself. Having that many body parts in your body parts and that many body fluids near you and doing things that are freaky and weird really messes up your ideas of what a relationship looks like and intimacy.
Now, but this kind of person would say that a productive life is to then go into maybe, you know, if you have a low level of skill, you go into a factory and you carry around boxes.
Or you go work at McDonald's, something where you're paying taxes. Paying taxes equals productive.
But also something where you're just using other parts of your body to provide a service to somebody?
And not as pleasurable of a service.
Ah, yeah. See, this goes back to what we were talking about before.
I don't get as much pleasure eating a hamburger
as you do making a porno.
Mm-hmm. I never made a porno.
And she said, she quoted, she's afraid of the freaky deaky. That's what she doesn't want people to get involved in because it's something that she, you know, can't feasibly see as, you know, good for the human mind.
And, well, before I finish this article, I just want to throw this question out to the listeners. And while this may sound like a rhetorical question, I actually want an answer. What is the moral difference between prostitution and a one-night stand?
Or marriage, like the caller mentioned.
Well, there's a great deal of difference, well, not moral difference, but just legal difference between marriage and prostitution or a one-night stand.
Yeah, the government has given you permission.
Marriage is a long-term contract. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a stateless marriage, it is still a long-term contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
So that was a bad example. But marriage versus porn, being a porn star, yes.
I guess one could make a short-term marriage contract. We will be married for 20 minutes. We will be married for 2 days. We will be married for 1 week.
Well, maybe that's all you have to do whenever you need to go pick that prostitute up is, and you get pulled over or stopped by this by the sting, is, hey, no. 20-minute marriage, that's what we contracted together. Here's the priest in the back seat. He okayed it, so leave me alone.
And he is sitting back there, but he's like, guys, this makes me very uncomfortable. I hope I don't have to be along for the whole evening.
Well, he was filming.
That's another loophole.
You're filming, it's okay, right. Because then it's porn, not prostitution.
Exactly. Well, I think what's important to recognize is that the enemies of prostitution would most likely put one-night stands in the same category. The problem is they don't direct their resources towards stopping one-night stands because they don't have any legal tools to use against people who have one-night stands.
If they had the ability, they would be going after those guys as well.
This
lady right here with the quote, she would most definitely be going after them if she could.
Yeah, if it was 1675, you know, I'm sure a lot of the one-night standers would be at least getting tomatoes thrown at them.
So now to the phones. Garrett Fox, a man who recently got engaged. So, Garrett, could it be said that you are about to contract into a long-term prostitution contract?
Yeah. No, I tried that once in the past. It didn't work out so well.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
Nothing. I've just been sitting back here listening to you guys a little bit, playing some video games and whatnot, and it occurred to me, just during this entire discussion, nobody mentioned the fact that, like, you do own your body, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That's what they tell us. That's what they leave us to believe.
I have been led to believe quite the contrary. It actually took a long time for me to realize that I do in fact own my own body, and I'm free to do whatever I want with it.
Was that, Garrett, if I can just ask, was that from some kind of strict religious upbringing or experiences just as a kid in school, or what led? Because you're right. I mean, I think that a lot of people, it's a concept that never even occurs to people, like, oh, this is mine. Thank you for your input, but I'll do what I want with it. So what makes you say that's something you had to unlearn?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's good to talk to you, by the way, Brett.
Oh, thanks. You too. It's been a while.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I feel like the second you start crowning, you might have that inclination that you own yourself, but then the second, you're in that hospital bed or nursery or whatever, it starts getting drilled into you that no, you do not, and you have to abide by certain rules and regulations in order to live, the quote unquote American dream. But I actually remember, I'm glad you asked this, because I remember one time I stayed home from school and picked up my sister and told her I felt like I was trapped, and then that's when it all started. So,
yeah. Garrett, I want to hear more about this story. Can you please hang on? We'll be back with more Free Talk Live. And do you actually own yourself, or does the government own you? Because they claim ownership. And they can take possession of you at any time. This is Free Talk Live.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase supplies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running. I can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for your thoughts, your calls. If you call in now, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we do have Skype, and we've actually got a caller on Skype, username lrn.fm. And, Garrett, we'll get right back to you. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about ProXPN. If you value your online privacy, then you need ProXPN. What is ProXPN? Well, it's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, even before it gets to your ISP. Did you know that most ISPs keep records of every site you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months, and in some cases up to 5 years? Those records can be obtained by anyone with a court order, so don't be surprised if at some point it becomes normal for, say, a part of a job interview, they want to look at your internet history from the last 6 months. Without a service like ProXPN, everything you do online is tracked back to you. From downloading movies and music to every single web page you go to. With ProXPN, you simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. The setup for Linux is a little different, but it is very easy, I know, because I have Linux. You then just connect to the internet and you're protected. No one can track or spy on you, and one account works for all of your devices. No need for a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account, which, if you get the annual plan, that adds up to only $5 per month. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access from, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20, and get the security and privacy that you have a right to have. Now, back to the phones and the fun. Garrett Fox calling in on Skype. Garrett, you were in the middle of telling a story about how you discovered that you really do own yourself, or at least that's what you have been led to believe. I still contend that since a government can take possession of you at any time, that they pretty much claim ownership.
And I mean, that's kind of funny, too, because suddenly I want to discuss like crypto stuff and computer whatnots. So, I could drone on and on about my my own origin story. I feel like everybody has their own, and that's wonderful. But you seriously have brought up a very important thing. So, yeah, okay, I fast-forwarded, 10, 15 years. Now I'm playing with computers, and I really want to figure out what my place is in the whole cryptocurrency / web networks, mesh networks, and this is, I guess, the inevitable evolution of a 90s kid.
Yeah.
You guys get what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
I know. Brett, did you go to the Bitcoin conference out in Texas?
No, I didn't. I
figured that's why you were in studio.
Oh no, I do. I'm usually on every Wednesday, just so you know. And we were filling in tonight while they were traveling.
No, I'm so jealous. I heard every live broadcast that came from there, and it was like Ernest Hancock did this thing, and every time somebody would walk by, it'd be like, oh, hey, Jordan Page. Oh, hey, Davi Barger. Oh, hey, Drew Phillips. And I'm just sitting there
Yeah, it sounded like a lot of fun. I heard both of the broadcasts they did from there. So it seemed like, I'm sorry I missed it. I wish I could have gone. Next time, probably, I will.
Have you guys heard anything about the whole BitShare thing that's coming out of that?
I heard something about that. Ian from Free Talk Live, I think it was Ian, could have been Mark, was talking to someone about the BitShares, and apparently it's something that always has $1 worth of Bitcoin in it.
Something like that.
Well, I think the dollar was just an example, and it was kind of a way of protecting what you had, but it could be applied to a variety of different things. So almost kind of like using Bitcoin as a form of insurance.
So unless I'm mixing 1 ounce of silver's worth of Bitcoin?
Yeah, unless I'm mixing a couple of speakers or a couple of guests they had together, but it was something like that, right, Garrett? It sounded exciting. It sounded like a new application that I hadn't heard about yet, and it kind of shows the expanse of this thing. So I think that it's really my takeaway from listening to what they did, the broadcast they did in Austin, was it'll be very interesting to see what's going to happen in the next couple of years, because people who really aren't as connected to this and don't have as much of a technical background like me, for example, really can't see the scope of possibilities. Maybe you can see them better.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say Kickstarter, but it's got some very similar linings to that. I use that term loosely just to get the concept of. It is a program driven, it's a project driven, a company driven network of people, I guess. And I really hope I don't butcher this right now. But what I gather from it is it's a certain way to use cryptocurrencies, different cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin. There's going to be all these alt currencies that are popping up all over the place are going to be able to be utilized in this in some fashion or another, because essentially what it sounds like to me is if you've got a idea or something that you want to do, just a plugin for Firefox, free speech me, or just, an entire lottery network that is allowed to be used through a global aspect as opposed to, and it's not just going in, it's not a state-run lottery or something. Just there's two different great scopes of possibilities that could come out of this, just with people being able to promote their ideas and get people to buy into it. That's where I was saying Kickstarter. You can, it almost feels like people can buy shares into these companies and maybe like help start them up.
It sounds interesting, but as long as it is being operated within the United States of America, the federal government will find a way to shut it down. And I say that only because I know that there have been a couple other websites out there that have been like Bitcoin stock exchanges that have been shut down or been told that you cannot do business with people that live in the United States because stock exchanges must be regulated, and here's how they have to be regulated, and you're not doing that, so you can't do business here.
So I think it'll be a bit of a risk. Go ahead, Garrett. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like then I've described this poorly.
No, I think we're saying similar things. Like, I think I might have been citing a different example from what you're talking about. Like, I do remember this discussion and what the guy was saying, and I'm sorry to everyone, I forget his name, is like, well, instead of buying a song from iTunes for like 99 cents, you can actually, you know, be an investor in the making of that music and then paid from the original share that you put into it on its release, right?
I heard the same interview.
Okay, yep. Yeah. So that was another example for people. But more generally, you know, I think we're all saying the sky's the limit. You know, even if we're talking about different things, Daryl makes a good point.
I'm being the realist in the room and saying that, you know, governments will come in and try to shut things down.
It's going to be kind of a race.
Just to clarify, Brett, I heard the same thing that you're talking about, and that was just one of the projects that's being launched out of this overarching scheme. I don't want to say scheme, but it's like it's utilizing Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and fading away the USD.
Yep, absolutely.
Garrett, thank you so much for the call. That's it. Show's over tonight. Thank you very much, guys. Brett, hope to be on with you on some show sometime soon.
I call it SchoolSucksProject.com.
SchoolSucksProject.com, BlackSheepRising.org for more of Conan.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.